Some grow nuts, some grow leaves. Either way you look at it, we're talking trees with John Eisenhower on Rosie on the House.
You've heard of aquaponics, hydroponics. Well, they're going to use aeroponics on this new urban rooftop farm that they're opening up in France next year. It's 14,000 meters squared. So whatever that equates to square feet, I don't have time to sit down and figure out the math equivalent here, but it says it's equivalent to 2 football pitches. I mean, is that a rugby pitch? Is that a soccer kick?
That's huge. That's
whatever it is, it's big. They'll have 30 different types of plants. There's also going to be a restaurant on the rooftop, and people in the community can rent spaces to grow their own gardens. Pretty neat.
It is cool. A lot of rooftop gardening going on, and the whole concept is that they're trying to bring the source of our food closer to our table. You know, so if we can have these community gardens where, you know, we're actually growing produce and it's not too far from where it's going to be consumed, the distribution costs are going to be less. And, of course, you're getting controls over the quality of the fruit and the selection. And it's pretty awesome. That's good to hear. And I like the idea of utilizing space just like we use our roof space for solar panels. And it's nice to be seeing some of these green roof concepts being employed. We see a few of them right here in Phoenix that are pretty cool. You've seen those buildings at 68th Street and Camelback, those apartment homes, and all those beautiful trailing plants that are growing in all the planter boxes on those homes. And then there's trees up on the top of those buildings as well, which helps to natural cooling. And it's some really innovative projects going on all around the world.
Really softens the building.
It does,
to the environment and landscape around it. Interesting thing about this aeroponic that immediately went to the building mindset is one challenge with all of these is the massive amount of weight of dirt on your roof. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a soil-free growing process called aeroponics. So I'm really curious to... I now want to find that building engineer and talk to him about the weight load and what difference their structure is.
Dealing with all that soil and the watering issues is the big thing too. I know there's an innovative project down in Phoenix too. Maybe we can do a little bit of research on that too. I know that it has a recycled water plant and the water runs through the system like a radiator, water in a car's radiator system where it's recycled. And as it runs past the roots of the plant, it's collected and taken up. But then the water runs through and it's drained back up, pumped back up to the top of the system. It's a recycled water program. It's really pretty cool. So, yeah, a lot of these ideas are making their way into practical applications.
See if we can make our way through the rest of the calls. Mark wants to talk about citrus. Keith wants to talk about a Carol tree. But we're going to start with Deborah talking pecans. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good morning. So I have a pecan tree that we planted as a stick 25 years ago. And so I have a fertilizing question and I have a pruning question. It seems that a lot of the branches start from this tree about 4 feet up from the ground level. And this time of year, why those branches are long, like 12 feet long, and they are touching the ground because of the weight of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little concerned about pruning those up because that's going to be a lot of the tree. So I don't know if I should cut them back, if I should cut them off, if I should just prop them up. What kind of suggestions do you have for me on that?
Well, I was just looking at a pecan tree yesterday and noticed it was pretty heavy with fruit right now, and as yours probably is. So if you can get past this fruit, you know, this fruit season just for the next month or two until they start to drop their fruit by propping up the branches, that might save you at least save the fruit for the season. But it might just be pushing your decision out a little further as to what to do with those because they're going to get longer and leggier and only heavier next year. So I would suggest, you know, maybe considering cutting those back. Ideally, it'd be best to cut them back during the dormancy. Sometime in December and January, with the idea that you're going to be getting a big push of growth next spring and summer, so that you're not facing this problem now. So be a little bit more aggressive, bearing in mind that you're going to get probably 3 to 5 feet of growth on all those branches every season. So maybe this winter, after you've gotten through this fruit season, you know, prune them back a little more heavily than you did this year, so that next fall they'll be nice and under control, and you won't be having those big, heavy branches that are at risk of breaking.
We appreciate the call, and hang on, Keith and Mark will take your calls during top of the hour news. We got about a minute left to wrap up here on November's Talking Trees. Any final last words?
Oh, just that we do have a pruning class. Our last pruning class at the Desert Botanical Garden is next Sunday, November 17th, from 2 to 4 p.m. So if get on the Botanical Gardens website to register for that. It'll be our last class until next spring of next year. So I'd love to see you out if you want to learn how to prune your trees and shrubs. And see you around next time.
And a website, if somebody would like to contact you or one of your certified arborists?
iTreeService.com. The letter I, treeservice.com will get you there.